Welcome to Shomar Shovan Adash, your sponsor, Lo Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Tes. In Amud Beis, at the end of the Mishnah brings Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua regarding a Gzeira de Rabbanon. If there is the Gzeira, why the Gzeira does not go a little bit? Why don't you say that the cheese of the Goyim is Osir Ba'ano? So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yeshua, he seer ledavar acher. He moved Rabbi Shmuel to another question. It says in the Pasuk, so how do you read the Pasuk? The way Rashi explains it, my question is, do you read it Beloshen Zachar or Beloshen Akevo? Do you say Kitovim Derdechom Yain or Kitovim Derdechom Yain? Meaning, is it the male talking to the female or the female to the male? Is the Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to Am Yisrael or Am Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu? And he brings it right for the next Pasuk, because it says, L'reach Shmonecha Tohim. There clearly you talk about a male, because the Hemshecha Pasuk says, Alemoy Sa'evuchadu, the girls liked you. So we talk it to the male, to the man. So in Mele it says there, L'reach Shmonecha Loshen Zachar. So Derdecha means Loshen Zachar, that Amiso talk it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to Rashi, it was a question, how do you read the Pasuk? What is the Kri of the Pasuk? The Rivash has a tshuva on this. You see from here that maybe they didn't have such a clear mesoiris on the nikud. They didn't know so clearly how exactly you read every pasuk. And that is a chiddush. But the Vilna Gaon has a different pshat in this mishnah. The Vilna Gaon is brought it down in a few places. One of them is the Shnois Eliyahu on Mishnayos and Seder Zroim. In the end there's Likutim. That's what it's brought down. And that place is quoted in the Kri L'Eliyahu, the Likut of Divrei Agro, and also the Vilna Gaon Shir HaShirim and Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis brings the same idea, though some changes. And to understand this, you have to go and look at the Gemara L'Kamon Daf Lamed Hei that tells us that Toivim Doidecho, what is Doidecho? The Doidecho, which means the love, is referring to Divrei Sofrim. It's referring to what Rabbanan said, what Rabbanan added to Torah. And what is Yain? Yain is Yain Ishul Torah. Yain refers to Torah Shebechtav. And from here, the Gemara dashens, what is Tovim Dudechom Yain? That the Divrei Sofrim is more Chaviv to Am Yisrael than the Torah Shebechtav, than the Torah that Kosh Baruch Hu gave. And the point of this pasuk is to teach us, the one says later, is that Rabbi Lazar is telling Rabbi Shmuel, don't question the Gzeiros Derabanan, which are more Chaviv than Torah Shebechtav. So says the Vilna Gaon, the way to read this pasuk is in two ways. The pasuk starts by saying "Yishakeni mishikos piu," talking about the kisses. Ki toivim derdecho miyain. So the question is, where do you put the comma? You could read the pasuk "Yishakeni mishikos piu ki toivim," meaning the kisses of Kodesh Baruch Hu are so good, are so delicious. Derdecho miyain, and derdecho, which means divrei sofrim, is like wine, which is divrei toiro. Meaning the Divrei Sofrim has the same level of chashivas as Torah, not that it's greater. Or you put the comma before ki. You say Yishakeni mishikos piu ki tovim derdecho miyain. Derdecho is greater than wine. Meaning, explains the Vilna Gaon, the word tovim is referring to the kisses, or tovim refers to derdecho. If tovim refers to the kisses, that means the kisses of Kodesh Baruch Hu are great. Comma derdecho miyain. Derdecho is compared to wine. But if Tovim refers to Derdecho, so you're saying, Yishakeni mishikos piu, that's comma, that's the first part of the Pasuk. Ki Tovim Derdecho miyayin, Derdecho is greater than wine. It's Tovim, he's even greater than that. So he brings the Marai over the next Pasuk that says, L'reach Shmonecha Tovim. There, Tovim clearly is not referring to anything else but the oil. So the same way the next Pasuk, Tovim refers to the oil, so also here, Tovim Derdecho miyayin, the Tovim refers to the wine. The Derdecho are greater than the wine. And that is the message that Rabbi Lez is giving Rabbi Shmuel. Look at the pasuk, you'll see that Divrei Sofrim is greater than Torah Shebechtav, then don't question the Guzeiros of Divrei Sofrim. In the Agah and Sefer Shnois Eliyahu, he says that it's very mashmal, like the beer of the girl, first of all, for the Gemara L'Kamon Daf Lamed Hei, that they were saying, Tovim Derdecho Miyayin refers to Divrei Sofrim with Divrei Torah. And also he brings the Yerushalmi, and he brings the Medrash Rabbah, to bring this story. And there it says, the Medrash asks, if you want to mafliga ledavar acher, wants to just divert him to a different topic, why doesn't he take him to the chamesh mikroi she'ena mukhroim? You know, there's five psukim in the Torah that we don't know exactly how to read them. Where do we put the comma in the pasuk? Why he brings this question specifically? That's what the Medrash brings. So you see from here that the question was about the comma. Where exactly do you do the break in the pasuk? Not how you read the nikud of the pasuk like Pirush Rashi. So from the that Yerushalmi and Medrash is mashma very much of the biur of the girl in this maaseh. And it's nifldik to find a biur girl on the pasuk shot in the Mishnah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.